MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. State officials want to make sure New Mexicans are not missing out on what could be more than $1 million because a Texas utility company was found charging incorrect rates on electric bills. Last week, the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission ruled that El Paso Electric had been undercharging some of its largest customers a few years ago, consequently making other people pay higher rates. Commissioner said the undercharge created inequalities in the rates that other regular El Paso Electric customers paid. Officials in Las Cruces argue the utility owes more than $1.19 million for overcharging people. New Mexico State Police investigating a shooting in Red River. It involved two motorcycle gangs Saturday. At about 5 o'clock, gunshots were reported to be fired in the area of East Main Street. When police arrived, they found two deceased individuals and six hurt. Five of the injured transported to local hospitals, where one person later died. Another individual airlifted to a Denver hospital yesterday. The police chief gave an update and said all eight individuals involved identified as outlaw motorcycle gang members from the Water Dogs and Bandidos. Once again, police continue to investigate. The outdoor pool at the Roswell Recreation and Aquatic Centers reopened. It did so for the Memorial Day weekend. It'll stay open for the season. Areas of the Recreation and Aquatic Center that swimmers will need to walk through or spend time as they visit the outdoor pool have been determined to contain no spores. That according to reports of testing results conducted by CA Labs for the city of Roswell. These areas where no spores have been observed include hallways leading to and from the outdoor pool, family bathroom and showers and sinks located in the men's and women's changing areas. And that's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.